Give me a minute. I'm getting everything ready.
Good.
Okay, welcome to the Nosebleeds. I'm your host, Rowan Dale Small Jr. I have with me
Noah Grimes.
And Paige Green.
And my special guest, my teacher,
Mr. Yonda.
Okay, cool. So what about Paddington 2?
I am the biggest Paddington fan in the world, I think, because I think Paddington 1 and Paddington 2 are like great family films that are great for the whole ages. Like, there's a lot of kids films that like really skew to like the kids. Like the Emoji Movie was such trash, but you have to watch it because like it's a kids movie. But Paddington, both 1 and 2, were just really, really excellent films. They got a whole bunch of British, like really good British actors too, like people from Harry Potter and people from Downton Abbey and all that kind of stuff. And so you go, and Paddington 1's just about Paddington, this talking bear, coming to London and visiting London. And Paddington 2 is like a mystery. But I was like the most excited in my family to go see Paddington 2 in the theater. Like I had to see it in the theater. Like,
don't you have two little girls?
I do, but they were still not as excited as I was about Paddington 2. Like I was counting down the days. Like we went the first weekend.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Advanced tickets. Like we went to the dine-in theater because it was really important to me, because I just thought it was a really cute movie. Both of them were really cute. And Hugh Grant, the best role I've seen Hugh Grant in probably 10 years was in Paddington 2.
With me, the reason why I brought that up is because on Twitter, like yesterday, one of the YouTubers I follow, he said like he loved Paddington 2 as well, and he like put it over other movies. Like,
yeah.
Way over other movies.
And I part of the reason too is I there's nothing cynical about Paddington 1 or 2. Like I think that there's some films that we see, even the family films, they can kind of be kind of cynical and joking. Like this Peter Rabbit movie that's going to come out.
Oh,
like,
gosh,
like,
no.
I don't know that I'm going to see it, because it already looks too self-referential and too meta and too like stuff like that. Like the Sherlock Gnomes, which is like the sequel to Gnomeo mm-hmm. and Juliet, like that still has like some references in the trailer that's like he says, no ship Sherlock, and I had to enunciate that very clearly, because you know the joke is something different. And for a kids film, it's like, who are you trying to appeal to? Like, I think that's the biggest problem. Like, if you've ever seen The Cat in the Hat, the Mike Myers
Cat in the Hat. I love that movie.
But right, it's the strangest kids movie
I've ever seen.
Ever.
I can tell you my favorite scene is when he goes, he's pretending to be a pothead, and he goes, yeah.
And I don't understand, like, how did this movie make it through the committees that normally make Hollywood movies? Like, The Cat in the Hat, I mean, is just so strange. We watched The Grinch, the Christmas, the Grinch Stole Christmas. But the Jim Carrey one. We watched the live action one around Christmas. And I was like, how did this get through so many? It's so dark and weird.
Jim Carrey.
In the 1999 or 2000, Jim Carrey, right before he went crazy or whatever is going on with him right now.
He's not crazy, he just woke.
Yeah.
Stay woke.
He's at a stage of wokeness. Like the Joker, he already like knows everything, like all the weirdness of the world, so he tries to laugh through it all.
With the movie Peter Rabbit, I feel like we're just going back in time, because wasn't there a movie like the Easter... No, it was like an Easter Bunny. It was the same like kind of like...
Hop. I know what you're talking about.
That's the first thing that reminded... Like, that's what like reminded me of it. It's like Hop, when I saw Peter Rabbit, I was like, that's Hop, isn't it?
Yeah,
and that's with rabbit thing. Movies.
And I think it was Russell Brand or something that did the voice of Hop or something.
Mm-hmm. Russell Brand's weird in himself.
Yeah,
like,
but that was just a weird time. Like, I feel
like... Yeah, and Hop, they had the Playboy Mansion in that one scene.
Oh my gosh.
I watched that. I'm like, what are they trying to do here?
I need to go watch Hop again.
To revisit that movie.
You didn't think that the animated rabbit movie had Russell Brand and, like,
no
bunnies in it?
No, I didn't actually, like... I never... like thought of it, like I never like looked into it. I think I watched the movie once.
Yeah.
And half the time I think I was just doing something else, and maybe just in the background or something.
Well, the other thing about Peter Rabbit that's really like funny to me is the guy is General Hux. It's like Domhnall Gleeson or whatever, Brendan Gleeson's son. So like the guy, the farmer that just moves in next door for the Peter Rabbit thing, that's General Hux from Star Wars.
Oh.
Always, yeah.
Oh, yeah.